I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. If you listen to anyone long enough, often enough, and you're really paying attention to what they're saying and also what they're not saying, people will tell you exactly what they need, exactly what they're missing, exactly where the holes are in their lives or in their business or in their psyche. All you got to do is fill the gaps.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Super You, the mental handbook, the mental workbook, 25 reasons to quit worrying, 25 conversation starters, the overseas basketball blueprint. Buy a game. You either love those books or you would love them if you had read them already. But how would you like, even better, to let me read them to you? How would you like to get the audio version of any of the books that I've mentioned, any book that I've ever put out? You can now. I partnered with Audible to get you a free 30-day trial of Audible where you can get any one of my books completely for free, and you can keep the book at the end of your trial even if you choose not to stick with Audible. If you choose to stick with Audible, you get a free book every month on top of special prices for any books that you wish to purchase. Get your free Audible 30-day trial membership and your free Dre Baldwin book by going to DreAllDay.com/audible right now. I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book, physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to DreAllDay.com/free and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence called The Super You. Go to DreAllDay.com/free and I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it. Tune into the best show in show business where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work. The confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. This is the go-getter energy that makes things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. This, all combined, equals the mindset, the method, the podcast, known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and today we're going to talk about how to build your network. I gave you some networking tips back in episode number 141 of this podcast. And if you haven't heard that, go back and listen to it. But we're going to revisit it because I often receive messages from people who are asking about networking. Some people are asking to network directly with me. I don't even know exactly what that means. So that's why we're going to talk about building your network, because people, I've had multiple people propose that, make that proposal to me. I don't even know exactly what it is they're actually asking for. I don't think they know either. Someone messaged me not too long ago asking if we could meet up, actually physically meet up, because, and their reasoning was, they wanted to build their network. And I think that's noble reasoning. I mean, they want to have a network of people that know, like, and trust them, right? People who have some value, people who can maybe get some things done for them that they otherwise may not be able to get done for themselves. But the question then is, why do I care about your network building goals? The answer is I don't. I don't care that you're trying to build a network. What is that going to do for me? Every human being we know is tuned into the station WIIFM, which is what's in it for me. While we all may do things to help other people, we are giving individuals, we are charitable givers, all of us here in life, because you can't be a receiver unless you are a great giver, and you can't be a great giver unless you are a great receiver. However, we still must consider ourselves. We still must prioritize person number one, because if we don't do that, we won't have anything to give to anyone else. So let's get clear here today on what you need to do if you actually do want to build your network. One thing you don't do is tell people, hey, come meet with me because I'm trying to build my network. Listen, you're not my priority. You're not the number one person to me. You're the number one person to you, but I'm not going to do something to serve you if it's not going to help me serve myself in some way. So let's figure out how you can build a network without having to go to asking someone to meet with you when you have nothing to actually offer them in exchange. Point number one, the best way to have a network in life, in anything that you do, is to have people feeling as if they owe you something, as if they owe you one, so to speak. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean you just go around handing out money? Not necessarily. I mean, that's one way you could do it. What I mean when I say having people feel as if they owe you one is enacting the law of reciprocity, getting the law of reciprocity on your side. How does it work? Since the law of reciprocity is ingrained in our wiring. Well, here's all you need to do. Do something for another person that helps them. Provide some value to another person. Don't tell them that you want something in exchange. Don't tell them that you're doing it in order to build your network. Don't tell them that you're going to do something because you expect them to do you a favor sometime later on down the line or sometime like right now, because bottom line, people, nobody cares about what you want. People care about what they want. Therefore, if you just set out to do something for other people, give to other people, give something of value to another person, a value in their eyes, not a value in your eyes, but a value in their eyes, now they're going to be thankful for that. They're going to remember you for that, especially if whatever you give them is actually useful and they do actually use it. Then later on down the line, when you may need something from them, whether that be an introduction, whether you want them to donate to your charity, you want them to be a part of your event or whatever it is that you're doing, you want them to come speak to your employees or whatever, you want them to be a guest on your podcast, you can call on that person because they're going to remember. You won't have to remind them. They're going to remember what you've done for them in the past, how you've given them value in the past. And often the way this law of reciprocity works is very shortly after, if you're dealing with the right type of people, people who are great receivers and who will also be great givers, they will immediately look for a way to give back to you. They'll immediately look for a way to make it even. Not because we're all transactional people that are only thinking about or making sure we balance our books with everybody every day, but simply because it's ingrained in our wiring that when someone does something great for us, we want to do something great for them. It's part of the wiring of us as human beings. And if you do something great for another person, they will want to do something great back for you. Now, maybe you can just keep those in your pocket. And listen, nobody said you can't keep giving. Now, when I say give, I don't mean you need to go to, you know, Amazon and just start sending presents to people. You got to look at people. Look at what people are doing. Look at what they're bringing to the table. Listen to them. Maybe they will drop hints. If you listen to anyone long enough, often enough, and you're really paying attention to what they're saying and also what they're not saying, people will tell you exactly what they need, exactly what they're missing, exactly where the holes are in their lives or in their business or in their psyche. All you got to do is fill the gaps. All you got to do is offer them exactly what they're needing, exactly what they're missing, and they will value you. You know, human beings highly value, you ask yourself this, we highly value people who listen to us. Because these days, so many people are talking. Even those who aren't talking, they're hearing, but they're not really listening. And there's a difference between listening and hearing. Hearing is, okay, there's a sound happening, and I'm aware of it. Listening is, I'm actually paying attention, and I notice what you're saying, and also, I notice what you're not saying. See, the people who actually listen, you will know exactly what another person needs. And if you go provide that, now you become valuable in their eyes. And that's what you want to do, not what you value, but what they value. And the way you find out what another person values is by listening. This may be a challenge for some people. You deconditioned yourself from listening. You used to listen. I mean, when you were a little baby, you were paying attention to whoever it was that was raising you. You had to listen to them because that was the only way you could survive. And you had to know what was going on. Now, you may have deconditioned yourself from that listening skill a little bit because you got the internet and you got podcasters, people like me, and you got all kinds of ways that you can barrage your mind, your ears, and your eyes with information and people talking and commentary and analysis and back and forths and everything. Videos, podcasts, blog posts, books. There's so much out there these days. You may not be listening as much as you used to simply because there's so much of it. You still only have the same 24 hours in a day. You want to get through as much of it as possible in as short a time as possible. So you may have to retrain yourself for a little bit of listening so you can find out what people need. You find out what people need, supply it. You get the law of reciprocity working on your behalf. And don't think about it like, okay, when am I going to get paid back by this person? Just keep giving to people. They become part of your network. You can call on them later on. And if they forget what you gave to them, here's what you do, because this is an important question. Let me make sure I add this in here. What if you give to somebody, you give something that is valuable to them, and they tell you that it's valuable to them, and then when you ask them to do something for you, they don't do it. Maybe they completely forgot the fact that you gave to them in the past. Maybe they're just a selfish bastard who just wants to conveniently forget who has helped them out in the past. You ever dealt with one of those individuals? I'm sure you have. What do you do then? But you still want something from them, but they seem to have a very short memory. Here's what you do. Give to them again. Give them something of value again. Give them something that is useful to them again. And if you got to do it again, then do it again. And then just keep doing it. This is the way that you build a network. The more you give, we all know the law of karma, the energy that you put out is the energy that you get back. And you may not necessarily get that energy back or whatever it is you gave. You may not get it back from the law of karma in the exact same form or from the exact same source to which you actually gave. So even though I may help you out personally and give you a whole lot, when I get that energy back, it may not come from you. It may come from someone whom you've never even met at a time that I wasn't expecting, in a way that I wasn't expecting. This is the way the karma works, people. So the way that you give is not always the way that you will receive, but you will receive exactly what you put out. Point number two, today's topic is how to build your network. So I already told you that the best way to have a network is to have people feeling that they owe you one, right? You get the law of reciprocity working for you. What do you do after that? You want to build a network. You started giving to people. You found ways to give to people. And I'm going to give you some examples of ways that you can give to people. The next thing you do after you give is to repeat. Give again. Find another person to give to. Find other ways to give. Find other ways to help people. And understand that giving to people doesn't necessarily mean you have to take your hard-earned, tangible resources and give them away to other people. Be resourceful. So what are the five forms of investment, people? Time, money, attention, energy, focus. Can you give of those things? You may not want to give of your money. Maybe you don't have a whole lot of money to give. Maybe you don't have a whole lot of time to give. Maybe you don't have a whole lot of energy to give. Do you have ideas? What is something that people are often asking you for? What do you find yourself being requested of you most often? The more you give of that, the more value you're going to get back in exchange. James Altucher told this story. I read James's writing, and one of the things that he talks about, he has a podcast himself. You can look him up. One of the things he talks about is that he was going through a down period in his life where he had lost all his money. He wasn't doing too well. He was feeling very depressed. So he started doing his daily practice, which I've talked about before. But one part of his daily practice is a 4-part practice. The one part was coming up with ideas, come up with 10 ideas every day. And some days he would come up with 10 ideas for people who he did not even know. He would write the ideas down, and then he would send that person who he had never met, who had never heard of him, those ideas. Sometimes they would not reply at all. Sometimes the ideas would just turn to dust. And sometimes he would send those ideas to somebody and that person would reply like, man, these are great ideas. Thank you. Sometimes a person would reply like, these are great ideas. Hey, how about we do some business together? Sometimes he would send those ideas and they would say, hey, how about you come to our headquarters and take a look at what we're doing? Because I like the way that you think. James has said that that happened with Google. It happened with LinkedIn and it happened with Amazon. He sent them ideas. And they replied back that they wanted James to come to their headquarters to see what they were doing because the ideas were just that good. Because he was giving, he was able to receive. And who knows what else came from that, you know, tangentially from those experiences that may pay off for him in the future or that have already paid off. He just didn't talk about them. So you can give in the form of ideas. You can give in the form of your energy. You can give to somebody just by telling somebody a good word. You never know how somebody is doing on the inside, despite what they're showing on the outside. So there are plenty of ways you can give to other people if you just think about it, if you're resourceful. And also, most important skill is if you listen. We know that becoming a mental game pro is about the way that you handle yourself. But inevitably, we're going to have to deal with people when we go out into the world. So how would you like to really develop your skill of making friends and connecting with people easily? How would you like to be completely comfortable in large groups of people or with people who you may be uncomfortable with or someone who you were previously intimidated by? How would you like to be smooth and influential in your conversations? How would you like to get all of that together in one package? Since I know you would, that's why I created my course called People Skills. People Skills is the course where you will learn to be the leader that people want to follow, how to communicate smoothly, assertively, and clearly, how to never alienate people, and learn to build rapport as a natural habit. You won't even have to think about it. It just happens for you naturally. You get a 10-module course with over 4 hours of material. You'll learn the most important traits of good people persons, which will become you, the common people skills errors to avoid, the body language that carries conversations, how to take initiative in conversations and in dealings with people, the small but big things that you don't know but are very important when it comes to your people skills, how to lead and not need people at the same time, mastering that art of conversation, and the real life application of everything that I'm talking about here. Not just the idea, not just the information, but how to actually put it to good use. All of this you get lifetime access as a 10-module course. Again, it is People Skills. I made it. Get all the details and get started on this 10-module course at dreallday.com/people. That is dreallday.com/people for the People Skills course. Now let's get back to the program. Point number 3. Today's topic is how to build your network. Stay in touch with people. If you want to have a network, see, the power of your network is not just how many names and numbers you have in your contacts in your phone. You may have thousands, but you probably don't even know who 90% of those people are, right? The power of the network is not just in that you've given to so many people, but that they actually know who you are. If they see you, or if your name pops up on a caller ID, or you run into each other in the mall, you don't have to remind them of your name or where they know you from or what you did for them in the past. They have to know exactly who you are, so you got to stay in touch. Understand that every human being has needs and wants that they may not be posting on their Facebook wall. So if you stay in touch and you actually listen to people and pay attention to people, you never know what you might hear or what you might see or what you're not hearing, what you're not seeing, but is being said to you. If you understand what I'm saying, that you may be able to help with, or you know somebody who could help, or you know somebody who knows somebody who can help. All of those increase the power of your network. See, if you hear that there's something that I need, and maybe I'm not specifically saying it, but I need it, and you know somebody who knows somebody who could possibly help with that, and you connect me to that person, now I got a new person in my network, that person who can help me because there's a need for me, right? And I'm going to remember you because you were able to connect me. And now I'm thinking to myself, when I see your name, I'm thinking, damn, this is a person who knows people. This is a person who knows people who could possibly help me do some other things. And I'm thinking, this person did something for me. What can I do for this person? How can I give back to this person? It's just something that's triggered automatically in me, is chemically triggered in me because of the law of reciprocity. So these are the things that you need to do in order to build a network and also to maintain a network. Let's recap this topic just to make sure you heard and remember everything that I said, and actually not even remember it, but actually enact, do something with everything I said. Number one, the best way to have a network, ladies and gentlemen, is to have people feeling as if they owe you one. Making the law of reciprocity work for you. This does not mean that you are giving with one hand and have your open palm out with the other hand. It means you are looking for ways to serve, looking for ways to help, looking for ways to deliver value to other people, not expecting anything in return, simply because you understand how the law of karma works. Since everyone, I've never asked a person, do you believe in karma, who said no. So I'm going to assume that you, the thousands of people listening to this episode, that you agree with the law of karma, which is the energy you put out is the energy that you get back. Since we all agree on that, you don't need to walk around with your hand out like, when am I going to get something? All you got to do is walk around looking for ways to give value. And because you've given so much value, the law of karma has no choice but to deliver value back to you. Point number 2, repeat this process. Just keep doing it. When you feel like you have given so much, give more. When you feel like you may have given too much, give more. When you feel like you're giving a lot and nobody is giving the way that you're giving, give more. When you feel like you have given so much that the law of karma must have forgotten that you exist because you haven't gotten enough back, give more. Find ways to give and to help others. And the best way to find ways to give and help others is to simply listen. Point number 3, stay in touch. Once you have made connections with people and you've given to people and you've helped people out and you know you've helped people out, you got to stay in touch with those people. You got to stay top of mind to those people, or at least middle of mind to those people. They got to remember your name, remember your face, remember what you're doing, so that when they come to your town, they remember to call you. Or when they're doing something that involves the industry that you're in, they remember to let you know. Or when they meet somebody who could possibly be a great connection for you, they remember to let you know. But they remember to send you a text or call you and get you and that person on the three-way, or make sure you connect with them on LinkedIn or whatever it is. You got to stay in touch with people so they remember that you actually exist. If they forget you exist, they're not part of your network. This is how you build a network. This is how you maintain a network. You want somebody to be part of your network, go do something for that person. All you got to do is listen first and then give them what they need. They'll tell you, or they won't tell you, but they're still telling you, if you understand what I'm saying. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book. Physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to dreallday.com/free, and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence called The Super You. Go to dreallday.com/free, and I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it. People like you who listen to the Work On Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with 3 takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at dreallday.com/game. That's dreallday.com/game. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.